Welcome back, George Norrie, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Ben, when people hear your name on the street, do they say, oh, yeah, I heard you on Coast to Coast?
Sometimes. I remember walking down the street with you, George, though. I couldn't believe it. Everybody knew who you were. George, do you remember that in Santa Cruz?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. How's our buddy Mike?
MZ, he's doing good. He's got a girlfriend. He travels around the world with him. I don't know if you know that. He goes on cruises all the time. Sometimes he goes on cruises for 6 months at a time.
I heard about that. But, boy, yeah. He sure loves longevity.
He does love longevity. He's the guy who brought Dead Doctors Don't Lie to the world. You know, that was his brainstorm.
He's a genius.
He is a genius. Yes, sir.
To the phones we go. Let's go to Sue in Illinois. Welcome to the program. Sue, go ahead.
Hey, Sue. Hey, George. Can you hear me? Hi, both of you.
Hi.
Hey, I got a real quick question for George first.
Okay.
Just real, but then I got a big one for you. Hey, George, are you ever going to have a show in the Midwest?
A live show?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We had one in St. Louis a few years ago, but we probably do one in Cleveland maybe this year.
Oh, well, okay. We want to go too, and some of them are put at the end of the country. Okay, pharmacist.
Yes, sir.
I'm 87.
Well, God bless.
I had a heart attack 2 years ago, and he did two stents that night on me. But they won't let me take any vitamins.
That's tragic. I know what you're talking about, too. You know, I can't explain it except to tell you that they're afraid that it'll, ironically, this sounds crazy, they're afraid it will interfere with the poison, the drugs. And I can't explain it. I wish I had an answer, but let me tell you something. Nutrients will make your drugs work better. I want everybody to understand this. Nutrients will potentize the medication, which means you'll be able to take less medication. So, in a way, they're right. The nutrients will interact with the meds, but what they'll do is they'll make them more powerful so you don't need as much medication. Everybody out there who's on medication should understand that your number one goal when you're on a medication should be to figure out how to wean yourself off that medication, and the best way to do that is to start to integrate nutrients into your protocol. This will allow your, which will make your drugs more potent and will allow your drugs to allow you to wean yourself off your medication eventually, not to mention the fact, of course, that nutrients will support your body's ability to detoxify the drugs. And everybody on medication should understand that the body has to detoxify medication. And this not only puts a burden on the detoxification system and makes the body less likely to be able to detoxify other substances, but it also leads to nutritional deficiencies because it costs you nutrients to detoxify the medication. So while the medical strategy is to get you off your nutrients when you're on your drugs, the exact opposite is what we should be doing, and that is integrating nutrients so that into your protocol so you can wean yourself off your meds. And I'm sorry that your doc's doing that, but what you can do is you can start to use whole foods, unprocessed foods that contain nutrients, particularly electrical nutrients like minerals, the B vitamins, and especially vitamin C, which is absolutely critical for the cardiovascular system.
Ben, I've got a doctor who loves the fact I'm on vitamins.
That's good for him.
And he loves to mark them down.
He loves to what?
Keep track of them.
Oh, he keeps track of them. That's good. That's exactly what they should be doing. Nutrients, as I said earlier, are what drugs dream they could be. Why? You know there's drug companies that spend billions of dollars every year to try to find medications that have little toxicity. They can't find them that have no toxicity, but little toxicity, but still have benefits. Well, guess what? God beat them to it, because that's exactly what nutrients are. Nutrients have medicinal properties, therapeutic properties, healing properties, which, by the way, we study in pharmacy school, without toxicity. They're the perfect medicines.
Let's go to Ohio. Liz is with us. Hi, Lizzie. Go ahead.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi. To make a long story short, both me and my dog have had a bunch of health problems developing throughout the last year. And I ended up discovering a major leak and mold problem going on in my apartment. And we moved on November 1st, but we're not getting any better. And I've learned about mold spores and mycotoxins, which I did a blood test for, which was positive. And I just wanted your advice on how to detox out of the body.
Yeah, there's quite a few things. First of all, you want to get yourself on a good probiotic supplement, and you want to work on digestive health. Your immune system lives in the digestive system, in the intestine specifically, and the way the body is structured, the bacteria, which compose what's called the microbiome, fight the fungus, the molds, the mycobiome, M-Y-C-O. The microbiome, which is the bacteria, fights the mycobiome, which is the fungus. And by the way, we all have fungus inside our body. They're part of our natural, microbial community that lives inside the human body. So you want to make sure that you're using digestive support strategies as well as the nightly essence from Youngevity. And then secondly, and this is very important for anybody dealing with these kinds of issues with fungal, or with mold, or also what they call sick building syndrome, which involves toxicity that comes out of the walls and out of the carpet, as well as out of your clothing, fabric softeners, etc., dry cleaning solvents can all contribute to what's called immune load, which functions like a straw that breaks the camel's back. So you can think of the immune system like a camel's back, and things like the fungus and emanations, outgassings from things in your carpet and in your walls, and all the toxins we're exposed to on a regular basis as straws on top of the camel's back. And things like fungus can be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. So you want to start to remove toxicity wherever you can find it. Mold's very tricky, but you can start to remove toxicity from laundry detergent, for example, or from things that you're exposed to in your home, from the walls or from asbestos or from the carpeting. Wherever you can remove toxicity, you'll improve the strength of the camel's back, if you will. Finally, there are immune-boosting nutrients that you can use. And there's wonderful, and Jevi has a wonderful product called Immortalium, which contains something called N-acetylcysteine. I know you heard of this, George, and this was very big during the COVID years. N-acetylcysteine is very important for the liver, and it helps the body detoxify substances. In fact, N-acetylcysteine is used in emergency rooms when people have Tylenol poisoning or aspirin poisoning. So you can get that in the Immortalium, and that will help you detoxify, help support your body's detoxification properties. And then the mineral selenium. Youngevity's got a product called the Ultimate Selenium, which can help. Selenium is like a battery that fuels the body's most important detoxifying molecule, and this is something called glutathione. And anybody who's dealing with mold issues like yourself or any kind of toxicity issues, liver issues, should be aware that this molecule, glutathione, is your body's primary detoxifier. Selenium acts like a battery for glutathione. So does sulfur. Get on the Youngevity Ultimate MSM. And then the best source of, or the raw material that helps you build glutathione, I should say, is a molecule called glutamine. And you'll find that in whey protein, one of the best whey protein products I know of. In fact, I know Tommy loves this product. It's called TMR, Total Meal Replacement. And I should say that the gentleman who formulated the TMR for Youngevity, his name is Stan, he is in the hospital now, and I want to send well wishes and prayers to my buddy Stan. Get well soon, Stan. Beautiful guy. He formulated the TMR. The TMR is a wonderful source of glutamine that will help your body build glutathione. So Ultimate Selenium, Ultimate MSM, TMR Shake, work on immune load, and work on intestinal health as well.
What's wrong with Stan?
Stan had something like a pneumonia, and he's in the hospital, and it's somewhat serious. So sending him prayers, and I hope everybody can put him in his thoughts and put him in your thoughts and prayers.
Like the Pope.
Hopefully he gets out of the hospital real soon. God bless you, Sam.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben Janice in Virginia wants to know what you think of Metamucil as a daily.
It's not bad, but there's better ways to get your fiber, that's for sure. Youngevity has a product called Ultimate Microbiome, which I like a lot better than Metamucil. But fiber is very important for cleaning out the intestine, and also as a fuel for bacteria. You know, we've heard all talk about probiotics, but there's something called prebiotics, which you may have heard of. Prebiotics help nourish the probiotics, and Metamucil and fiber, whether you're getting it from vegetables or the ultimate microbiome for longevity, helps feed the probiotics. You got prebiotics, which feed the probiotics, and you also have postbiotics, which the probiotics make. And one of the most important postbiotics is a molecule called butyrate, which is absolutely stunning for the immune system as well as for the digestive system. So, yeah, prebiotics, which are like Metamucil, but I like the ultimate microbiome, as well as fruits and vegetables, which are good sources of fiber. You've got the probiotics, like your nightly essence, which help make vitamins and process fats and detoxify hormones. And then you've got the postbiotics, like butyrate, which are made by the probiotics. Vitamins are also made by the probiotics, too.
Let's go to Super in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Super.
Hey, Super.
Hey, Ben. I talked to you before. Hi, George.
Hey.
Nice to talk to you.
I have a couple of side comments, too, before my question. First, George, you should have Ben be a guest in Everett. How about that? Have him come out to Everett. Just a thought. And I had a couple of side comments. And they had a doctor on a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Gregory Lawrence, about stem cell regeneration. And I was curious if longevity had some kind of stem cell producer thing. And then my other question is, I have excess earwax. I don't want to put pharmaceuticals in there. I don't know about olive oil and vinegar. And the ear canals are kind of hard to clean, too.
Yes, that's
way
true.
Down there, and I don't want to use Q-tips, so just advice on that.
Have you heard of ear candling?
Don't do it at home, right?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of ear candling, but that's one thing that people do. You know, the funny thing about wax is this is one of the ways the body actually detoxifies itself. It'll produce fluids and waxes and either on the skin or in the ears, and this is one of the ways the body eliminates toxins. So by getting rid of toxins intentionally or by helping the body get rid of toxins or not interacting with toxins, that can help you with your earwax. And then apple cider vinegar, any kind of vinegar, will help dilute earwax. And it can be pretty unpleasant, especially if it gets clogged. You can actually not lose your hearing permanently, but temporarily lose your hearing if it gets really thick in there. So that's something that you want to make sure you address. I would consider it as a sign of toxicity, that your body's trying to eliminate toxins, and that might be something that you want to consider. And then what was the other question? I don't remember the other question.
Super, go to healthylooking.com, one of our clients that deals primarily with stem cells.
The stem cells. Yeah, so here's the thing about stem cells. Everything we talk about when we talk about nutrition is really talking about cells. You see, the cells are the living component of the body. The body is made up like raisin bread. You've got two major components or compartments in the body. You've got the cells, which are like raisins, and then you've got the stuff around the cells, which are like the bread. They call that the extracellular matrix, the stuff outside the cells. Think of raisin bread, and the body's kind of composed that way, with the cells being the living material. So everything we talk about, the vitamins, the minerals, the fatty acids, all the phytonutrients, the amino acids, all what they call the mighty 90 essential nutrients are about the cells. It's about feeding the cells. You can't feed the tissue. That's the stuff that comes out of the cells. This is one of the problems with the medical strategies. The medical model can't do anything for the cells. They can only poison a cell, or they can excise a cell, or they can radiate a cell, or they can electrocute a cell, but they can't feed a cell. That's what we're talking about here when we talk about nutrition. Well, what's a stem cell? It's a cell. So the best way to take care of your stem cells is to take care of yourselves with nutrition, vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids, and minerals. The mighty 90 essential nutrients are the best way to take care of all of yourselves, and that includes the stem cells.
Super. Let's get. Did you have one more question?
Oh,
I guess not. She did not. Ben, we've lost Ben. Tommy, so we'll call him back. Everything went on that. All the phones went. We're talking with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. We're taking calls with him this hour. Let's see. There you go. Are you there, Ben?
Hey, That was weird.
We lost all our phones. Everybody's gone.
It's just me and you?
It's me and you right now until Tommy gets the calls back on.
Oh, my God. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. All right, well, me and you, we can handle it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the thyroid. Have you been reading about hypothyroidism?
It's an epidemic.
It's an epidemic, George, and the thyroid controls everything. And there's nothing you can do from a prescription standpoint, which is ironic because do you know the number one best-selling drug in the country every year is thyroid medication? And the only way to take care of your thyroid, for folks who are dealing with hypothyroidism, is to make sure you take care of your blood sugar system and your digestive system. And this is what I call the triangle of disease, the three points of bodily breakdown that lead to every single health challenge that you can name, from cancer to autoimmunity to dementia to Parkinson's disease, and that is the digestive system, specifically the intestine, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal glands. And anybody who's dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, and that includes hypothyroidism, needs to backtrack, work backwards to the adrenal glands, the blood sugar system, and the digestive system, and this is the triangle of disease. And our lack of understanding of this triangle is one of the major reasons why our medical model is completely helpless when it comes to dealing with this chronic degenerative disease epidemic that we're currently suffering with. But the good news is once you work on those three points, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal glands, hypothyroidism will begin to subside, and every single chronic degenerative disease can begin to reverse itself. And this is the key, George. It's reversal. The body can reverse. The body can turn on a dime. But we got to turn on a dime by changing the way we are living our lives. You know, this word cure that everybody talks about, that's not real. There's no such thing as cure. Cure is magic. What we're talking about is science, and that means reversal. Reversal is scientific, and this is in the body's nature, to reverse, but it requires doing things that we talk about in this program all the time, particularly working on the digestive system, especially intestinal health, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal glands, or what I call the adrenal thyroid complex.
I'm reading reports on people who have died. They used to smoke 60 cigarettes a day, Ben.
What? Three packs a day?
Yeah, at least.
Oh, my God. You know what, George? If you had a list of top 10 things that were horrible for the body, the worst things you could do, smoking cigarettes would be pretty much the number one worst thing a human being can do. And, in fact, we're starting to recognize that as a culture. You know, when you and I were young, you remember cigarette machines?
Yep.
You don't see cigarette machines anymore, right?
Not a lot.
Right? You could put 50 cents in or 25 cents. You could put in the machine. You could get your pack of Pall Mall or Parliament. Do you know in the 1940s, doctors used to recommend Lucky Strikes for people who had asthma?
Unbelievable.
Literally.
That's crazy. Ben, stay with us. Coming back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Ben, what else are you doing these days?
Well, doing talks at my lab in Broomfield, Colorado. We do longevity talks. We do skincare talks. And let's see what else. I got a new radio show, a new podcast with my friend Frankie Boyer, Frankie and the Pharmacist. And doing podcasts. We talk to various healthcare professionals and folks who have interesting things to say about how to take care of the body. And then, of course, I'm doing my skincare, TruthTreatments.com, if anybody's interested in checking them out. And keep them busy.
I like that name, Frankie. The
Truth? I call my company The Truth because I hate BS, George.
Yes, you do.
When it comes to health.
Let's go to the phones. Bonnie in Arizona to get us started. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, George and Pharmacist Ben.
Hey, Bonnie.
I was diagnosed with cataract, glaucoma, and macular degeneration.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there anything I can do to stop
this darkness? Yeah, there is. There's lots you could do. So did this come all of a sudden? You have no other health issues?
just old age and hyperactive thyroid.
And what? Say that again about your thyroid?
Hyperactive thyroid.
Hyperactive? Like Graves' disease.
Yes, like 30
gotcha,
years
gotcha,
ago.
Gotcha. Okay, a couple things. First of all, Graves' disease is autoimmune disease. And, you know, we've been talking about hypothyroidism, George. Hyperthyroidism is actually more miserable than hypothyroidism.
Really?
Oh, my God. That is one heck of a miserable condition. That you sweat, you can't sleep, you have anxiety, you've got oily skin. It's just a tear, your heart palpitations. Am I right? These are the things that you were dealing with, ma'am?
Oh, yes, but it was fun for me because my supervisors on my job loved me. I never stood still.
Oh, yeah, you never stood still, I bet. Yeah, because when your thyroid is moving like that, you got to move. So here's the deal.
Yeah, sit down.
Graves' disease is associated with digestive issues like all autoimmune diseases. You know, we got about 130 different autoimmune diseases of all types. About 30 million, 40 million people have them. And Graves' disease is one of them. They're all linked to what's called a leaky gut. That is toxicity that enters into the bloodstream through the digestive tract, through the intestine. And a leaky gut is really the source not just of autoimmune problems, but all chronic disease. So patching up that gut is important. One of the major reasons why the gut becomes leaky is because of A, fried foods, B, the hormone estrogen, and C, nutritional deficiency. So number one, you got to patch up that gut. And lots of ways to do that. Jeffy's got a great product called Fucoid Z, which is one of the most amazing all-around panacea-like nutritional supplements you could ever take, dietary supplements, I should say, and helps patch up a leaky gut. Collagen peptides will help. Jeffy's got some great collagen peptides. Also, fried fats are the mortal enemy of the intestine, and we all love our fried hush puppies and catfish and mozzarella sticks and chicken tenders. All of these kinds of foods wreak havoc on the intestine, are very inflammatory, and can lead to leaky gut. So eliminating those fried foods is important. And then the glaucoma and the macular degeneration, the cataracts are all related to your blood sugar system. So treating yourself like a diabetic, even if you've not been diagnosed as such, is very important for all eye issues, as we talked about earlier. I would go get on the healthy blood sugar pack in addition to the Fucoid Z that we talked about and the collagen peptides for your intestine. And then last but not least, Longevity's got a wonderful product called Ocutiv, which is very helpful for all eye problems. And then if I could throw one more thing in there, pigments are very important for the eye. And by pigments, I mean the reds and the blues and the greens that are all found in veggies. And so making sure you're eating your vegetables. And it always helps to braise your vegetables a little bit in butter to help release those pigments, which are not only important for your eyes, but are also important for your liver and for general health.
Ben, what do you think of taking a swig of olive oil before
it's
you go
not, to bed? You know, medicinally, I'm not a big believer in oils. You know, Doc's been talking about the problems with oils for many years, and he's right, because oils can be very problematic. But extra virgin fresh olive oil is kept in the refrigerator and in a dark bottle, used medicinally, has some wonderful antimicrobial as well as anti-aging compounds in them. And if you mix them with a little greens in your vegetables, there's a reaction that happens between the olive oil and the greens that can create some very important antioxidants and anti-aging compounds. So medicinally, olive oil, I think, can be helpful.
Okay, let's go to Michael in Indianapolis. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hey, good to talk to you.
I've been a vigilant person with the B12,
okay.
But now I've been taking this B12 with rose hips. What is the deal with rose hips?
Rose hips are a good source of vitamin C, and usually rose hips are taken with, they're found in vitamin C supplements. I hadn't heard of them taken with vitamin B12, but rose hips are a good source of what they call bioflavonoids or flavonoids, and they can be very helpful. They also contain, in addition to vitamin C, a little bit of vitamin C, they also contain the B complex, and they contain vitamin E and other minerals, as well as antioxidants. So rose hips are pretty, they can be pretty beneficial. Rose hips are the fruit of the rose plant, and they're sometimes used in wine. You can get rose hip wine and rose hip tea. But they can be very helpful. You're not going to get a ton of nutritional value out of them, but you're going to get some.
Final text for the night. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Gary in San Francisco is asking if there's anything he can take to rebuild the cartilage in his knee.
Cartilage? cartilage rebuilding is a little bit tough because there's not a lot of vascularity. There's not a lot of blood in the cartilage, and you need that blood in order to deliver nutrients. Nonetheless, there are some very interesting strategies that you can use for building cartilage, one of which is George's favorite molecule, if I can be so bold, George, hyaluronic acid. And you'll find that in bone broth. You can use bone broth protein, which also contains a little bit of hyaluronic acid. And, of course, the glucogel caps are one of the all-time great cartilage-building supplements. And not only are they going to be important for helping build cartilage in joints, but guess what? When you build cartilage in joints with your glucogel caps, you also build skin collagen so you don't get wrinkles, and you also strengthen your blood vessels as well. In fact, Longevity's glucogel caps, while they're marketed for helping build cartilage and for folks who deal with arthritis, are one of the best cardiovascular health supplements you can take, one of the best skin health supplements you can take, and they can also help you with the aforementioned leaky gut by helping strengthen the intestine.
Why is Doc so opposed to gluten?
Oh, my gosh. Gluten is evil for many people. Not everybody. Some people are okay with gluten. But for many people, gluten wreaks havoc on the digestive system. The word gluten is very similar to the word glue. And this is what gluten does to the cells of the intestine. It glues them. So they all stick together. They clump up. And this can create, number one, inflammatory reactions in the intestine. And that is the last place you want to have inflammatory reactions. And it can also cause the cells of the intestine to open up and create leaks into the bloodstream. And as I said earlier, this is the cause of almost all chronic degenerative diseases, including autoimmune problems, is this leaky gut phenomena or intestinal permeability phenomena. And gluten is one of the major reasons why this happens. Also, gluten can affect your brain. And you can actually have a gluten problem in your brain, and this can lead to brain fog issues and ultimately organic brain diseases. And gluten can also be responsible for skin reactions as well. It's really problematic, but it's not just gluten. In fact, George, one of the hidden problems in our standard American diet is wheat flour in general, with bromine and chlorine and bleaching agents. And most, and gluten and other molecules like fructans, which can wreak havoc on digestive health, and most importantly, rancid oils. And in fact, I would venture to say that flour, as you know, as benign as it's thought to be, is one of the hidden causes of our chronic degenerative disease crisis because of all of these components, the bleaching agents and the bromine and the gluten and the fructan and the rancid oils.
Looks like Utah is going to be the first state in the union to ban the use of fluoride in drinking water.
Interesting. I did not know that. I didn't hear that.
Right.
That fluoride is possibly the most electronegative, the most powerful element on the periodic table. Not only that, but it's actually a dumbing agent for the brain, and it's responsible for, at least some folks think it's responsible for, a drop in IQs. Fluoride is the active ingredient in many drugs that are associated with anxiety, like Prozac and Prozac-type drugs.
We've got Denise in New Jersey, east of the Rockies. Hi, Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Hi. My daughter-in-law has scleroderma.
Oh, my. Scleroderma is an autoimmune disease, as we talked about earlier, and everybody who has an autoimmune disease, I don't care if it's scleroderma or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or, you know, there's 130 or so different autoimmune diseases, always, always, always backtrack it to the digestive system, specifically the intestine. Gluten can be responsible. Leaky gut can be responsible. Changes in gut bacteria. And I'll tell you what, ma'am, you got to know this. Your daughter, in order for her to have scleroderma, has had to have digestive problems for a long time, right? You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do is you want to start patching up that gut and changing the way she eats and eliminating problem foods. I would also get on a couple of the Longevity products like the Nightly Essence Probiotics, the Ultimate Microbiome. And Longevity's got a really interesting digestive health supplement they call the Daily Digest, which is an all-around multifunctional nutritional supplement specifically designed for the digestive system. They call it the Daily Digest. Anybody with an autoimmune disease wants to be on the Daily Digest as well as the Nightly Essence and the Ultimate Microbiome.
I haven't heard you mention I-26 tonight.
I forgot, George. Oh, my gosh. I-26. How could I forget? You're absolutely correct. I-26 is fabulous for folks who are dealing with intestinal health problems, particularly a condition called SIBO, S-I-B-O. You're absolutely right. And, in fact, I-26 is one of my favorite longevity products. I take it every day, even though I don't have any digestive health issues. It's hyperimmune egg. You know how they make that? Have you heard? They talk tell you how they make that, the I-26?
Well,
really fascinating. They inoculate chickens with what they call antigens, so the chickens will make antibodies, and these antibodies come out in the eggs, and then when the eggs are dehydrated, you get these concentrated powder that contains all of these wonderful antibodies that kills the bad bacteria in the intestine. For all intestinal problems and all autoimmune problems, I-26 is a must-have. Thank you for reminding me of that, George.
And is that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. There is a staff there.
Yes.
Ready to take your calls today, tomorrow, and whenever.
And emails, too, George. We love emails. health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer all the emails. Dr. Drew Peterson, I know you're listening, Dr. Drew. He is an absolute genius with the longevity products, and he answers all the emails. And I see the emails come in myself, and we love, love, love communicating to folks by email.
Let's go to Sylvia in Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Hi, Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hi. Thank you all for taking my call.
You still there?
Sylvia?
Yes, I am here. Can you all hear me clearly?
Yes. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a twofold question. The first one is... make it short, diagnosed with spondylosis in my neck years ago. And now the bone is irritating my nerve, which has been causing pain. And so they said, we're not going to give you anything for it, blah, blah, blah. Ibuprofen, here's a muscle relaxer.
Oh, my.
And also, I am very much so into health and wellness, Dr. Bean, and I would appreciate if I could talk to you one-on-one about trying to get into the organization, the class of becoming a health and wellness coach, because I can help so many people.
Sounds like you know your stuff there. Send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com. Somebody will reach out to you. And if you put your phone number, it'll be easier for them to call you, to reach out to you. And then as far as the spondylitis, the ankylosing spondylitis, which is a severe type of arthritis, number one, get yourself on the ultimate EFAs, ASAP. In fact, I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack entirely. And then also get some body work done, particularly a chiropractor, to have some adjustments in that neck. That can change your life if you do that. And if you have any issues with problem foods, they can be very pro-inflammatory. You want to make sure you're taking care of that. So Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. I'd also throw in the glucogel caps, and then have some manipulation done on that neck area where you have the ankylosing spondylitis.
Ben, isn't it amazing that this planet has remedies for just about
everything, George? Oh, my God. Nature, God, the divine force wants us to be healthy. The body wants to be healthy. The body wants to heal. The healing process just needs to be enhanced, fed, sustained, because God, nature, the divine force wants us to be healthy. And like you say, George, the proof is on the planet. There's so many healing modalities, from nutrition to food to even the weeds that grow in the cracks in the sidewalk, George, are medicinal and can help modify and regulate bodily dysfunction. It's amazing what we have on this planet.
What do people get when they go to criticalhealthnews.com?
Criticalhealthnews.com, they'll get a bunch of articles that I've written, blog posts. They've got a bunch of videos that I've done and that Doc's done, of course. And, of course, they'll see all the wonderful longevity products. And please send an email if you have questions. Don't be shy. Send us an email, health@criticalhealthnews.com. Of course, you can always call if you like to talk to people. And we love helping folks. That's what we're all about here. And, George, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to do that on Coast to Coast every 6 weeks.
And how do people hear your podcast?
And the podcast is called Frankie and the Pharmacist and the Truth. And just Google it, and you'll get all kinds of stuff. I also have a podcast that I do specifically for skincare professionals, although anybody can listen to it. It's called The Rogue Pharmacist, and you can Google that as well.
Ben, talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend.
My friend, good to talk to you again, George.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, the phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. the website to go to often, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Dark Spirits.